Lesson 10.3, page 102, exercise 1B.
You know something? I watched this presentation online the other day called A Plastic-Free Lifestyle, and it really affected me.
Yeah? How so?
Well, when you think about how much plastic we use, it's just obscene.
I don't know. I don't think I use that much plastic.
No one does. That's the point. We don't realize how much we use until we have to find alternatives. I was skeptical at first, too, but that talk really made me want to try it. So I decided to live plastic-free for 1 week. It's doable, but let me tell you, it is not easy.
Okay, so tell me about it. How did you start?
Well, by thinking.
Ugh.
No, I mean it. The speaker said that it all comes down to being mindful of your daily routine. That's when you notice things. And it's true.
Okay, so you're more mindful. Great. But what have you done about it?
The first thing I did was buy a travel mug. You know, like a reusable coffee cup. The next morning at the coffee shop, I counted 27 people, so 27 disposable cups around me.
But the cups they give you aren't plastic, are they?
You might think so, but actually it turns out that the cups are paper, but they're coated in plastic, so it amounts to the same thing. They're as bad as plastic straws. You know, some places are even banning straws.
But straws don't use that much plastic. I mean, it's plastic bags that are the real problem, and people recycle that already. We can just recycle straws, too. I mean, it's not that difficult.
No, listen, it's not as simple as that. I'm talking about not using plastic at all. You have to bring your own bag whenever you go shopping and refuse to accept plastic lids or straws whenever you get fast food.
I know, but I'm not sure going totally plastic-free is something people will respond to. It could even be counterproductive. They'll feel overwhelmed and just stop trying altogether. It's too much all at once, that's all I'm saying.
For me, anything that reduces plastic trash is worth doing. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Okay, I can see that. So, what other plastic things should we all give up besides coffee cups and grocery bags, I mean?
Well, there are a lot of products out there that come in plastic containers, like shampoo, deodorant, toothpaste, cleaning products. And it's high time we started demanding alternatives there, too.
But we have laws about recycling plastics.
The requirement to recycle household plastics is only skimming the surface of the problem. There's so much more that can be done. The government could certainly do more, but they don't want to because businesses will complain.
I hear you. I just don't see why anything so radical is necessary. I think we should start small and let people get used to the changes gradually. Like, just raise consciousness about overpackaging of food and make people pay for plastic bags so they'll realize how many of those they actually use. Then move on to banning straws or whatever. I think that approach would be more successful in the long run.
Well, I guess we're going to have to agree to disagree on this.